pasta grisaille.
I says, Gabe, for Cecilia, please.
I'm sorry?
Cecilia?
Mask is calling?
Yeah, this is Gabe with Bank of Cardiff Underwriting.
Oh, can you hold, please?
Yeah, no problem.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to transfer. Give me a minute, please.
Yeah, no problem. Hi, Cecilia.
Yes?
Hi, this is Gabe with Bank of Cardiff Underwriting. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to touch base with you for a few moments. Do you have a couple minutes?
I have about maybe 2 minutes. I'm about to get going to a meeting. What's going on?
Let's make it quick. I just wanted to touch base with you, so try me quickly here. So you're looking for some capital there. It sounds like you guys are trying to keep up with some projects that you have, some contracts you have lined up. Is that accurate?
Yes,
Okay, and did you have a figure in mind for how much the business needs here moving forward?
Did Jeremiah not speak to you about all that?
I did go over some of it with him. I just kind of wanted to confirm with you. I didn't see a specific figure that you had in mind.
Okay. I told him 100.
Okay, 100,000. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's just to keep up with work. Okay. And what's the timeline like on this for you? Do you have forthcoming projects that are coming up here pretty soon where you need the capital for?
July, August time frame.
July, August. Okay. All right. So is there any immediate need there for capital at the business?
Yes, we would be utilizing it now.
Okay, utilizing it now, getting ready.
The projects aren't scheduled to start till July or August.
So you're looking to bring on materials and whatnot to get those completed?
Actually, I've already ordered material, so my material should be here in about maybe another 4 weeks.
Got you. Okay, and any current loans out with the business right now besides lines of credit?
No, I don't have any loans.
No current loans. Okay. And did Jeremiah kind of explain the programs that we have here to you?
No, because he didn't know what I would fall under.
Okay. So yeah, we have a couple different programs. We do have lines of credit, typically not going up to $100,000, and then we have our working capital program, which a lot of businesses like yours utilize, short-term capital. We do have longer terms if needed, where basically you take a certain amount and you take what you need upon getting approved. And, a lot of our programs have early payment discounts. And the pricing, can be anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar fixed cost up to 30 cents on the dollar. That would be like high end. You guys have been around for a while and, you have decent credit. So, I'm not expecting that to be an issue. But programs are anywhere from, 1 to 3 years, typically your first time around. So I just want to make sure we're on the same page here prior to, proceeding with your file here.
Okay, so give me a scenario of $100,000 and say we use $25,000 out of $100,000.
Okay, so it's hard. What kind of term would the business be looking at there?
What do you mean? What kind of term?
Term length. How long does it take you to get a job done and flip the money, basically?
Well, it all depends what size of project we're talking about.
Of course, right.
So. I mean, sometimes some of our jobs can take a day, and some projects such as these that we've been awarded are going to take about maybe 2 months.
2 months. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, what we can do upon getting you an approval here is present you with different options. I think that makes most sense for your business. What I would be looking to do is get you – we typically lend about 10%, so we'd be looking around the $100,000 range.
Okay.
And then, we can basically structure a program.
Now, you guys are not sending my stuff out to a whole bunch of banks to see who's going to pick me up, right, and everyone's pulling my credit?
We do most stuff in-house. We do have some relationships with local bank, a few banks that we work with regularly.
Because I do not want that. I only allowed for you guys to pull my credit, not anyone else.
Okay. I will look into that. The
reason being is because I'm going to be purchasing property. And I don't need any additional hits, so I'm being very careful on who's hitting my credit.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, like I said, we do a lot of stuff in-house. We do, you know, if the capital is not something, you know, that you need moving forward, you know, we have to do a credit pool because this is a loan, right? There's certain people that we legally can't lend to. So,
But you guys pull the credit, right? You're not having other banks pull my credit.
Correct. We have in some instances we do, depending on the circumstance and the program. Like I said, we do a lot of stuff internally, and then we do have some relationships established. But I can make note of that in your file that that's something that you don't want done. But yes. You know, we're still in the early stage, so I will see what we can do without any credit pools. You know, we've already done our initial pool. So I will definitely make note of that. That's, you know, the reason why I reach out to you prior to, you know, going to work on your file here. So,
okay.
Yeah, I think we kind of covered most of the program. Are you going to lose out on some contracts here if you don't bring on the capital?
No.
Okay. So you're not, okay. And Jeremiah mentioned you might have to lay some people off there soon. Is that accurate, or?
No, I'm trying to prevent that from happening.
Right, you're trying to prevent it from happening. Okay. Alrighty, and one of the benefits of these programs is, you know, especially in your instance, you're trying to bring on a piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't going to show up on your personal credit report, right? So it's not going to, the business loan's not going to affect your, you know, revolving availability, whereas it would if you take out a line of credit under your personal name to utilize for business, right?
Okay.
So just something to keep in mind that this is strictly a business loan. It's not going to affect your future property purchases or affect your, you know, credit utilization on your credit cards like a personal credit card would there. So I'm going to go to work here on your file, see what we can do. Sorry, I don't mean to talk so fast. I just know you're busy and have a meeting to get to, so I apologize.
No, it's okay. Well, I'm glad you called. What is your name again?
My name is Gabe, G-A-B-E.
Okay.
Gabriel.
All right. And, you know, just to make clear, I don't want my credit being pulled because of that. So if you just make sure that that does not happen.
I will. Yeah, absolutely. I will make note of that and make sure no hard inquiries are done from here on out. Nothing that's going to affect your credit score. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Gabe.
Yep. You have a great day, and we'll be in touch soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Alrighty, bye.